The Haines School Board talks about whether the district is too administration heavy, and a new approach to economic development will be part of Hainesboro budget talks. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. At a budget workshop last week, the Haines School Board addressed the perception that the district is too administration heavy. The assistant principal is retiring this year, and that position will not be filled. But there are still three administrators for a school district of about 250 students. The school district is downsizing by three staff next year. The positions of music teacher Jason Messino and reading specialist Janice Byerly were cut. On the administration side, curriculum director and assistant principal Cheryl Stickler is retiring. She is considered a half-time administrator because curriculum falls under the teaching category. The district also lost one special education teacher last year who was not replaced for budget reasons. With those reductions, the district is looking at a $250,000 deficit. The district can draw from its fund balance of about $480,000 to fill that gap. But that brings down savings to around $200,000, leaving the district in a precarious position in the future. At a recent workshop, school board member Lisa Schwartz, who was on the phone, said residents who talk to her keep bringing up one concern.
One of the things people come up and talk to me more about in public than any other topic when the budget comes up is how much we pay administration.
Schwartz pointed out that in recent years, duties that used to go to teachers and other employees were shifted to administration, where new positions have been added. A couple years ago, former Superintendent Ginger Jewell created a Director of Student Services job, which was filled by Kim Cunningham. She oversees special education, standardized testing, and federal grants.
I've had people come up to me recently and say, well, you know, they're either going to be cutting administrators or they're going to cut teachers. But it's that simple. And I'm like, wow, really? I don't think anything's that simple.
But Schwartz said it's something the district should try to get ahead of by talking about. The board talked about the idea of shifting duties like test supervision and curriculum development to non-administrators. Principal Renee Martin, Cunningham, and Stickler all said that would add to teachers' already significant workloads. Superintendent Tony Habra defended the current level of administration.
And I understand that people, especially people who don't understand what administration does, are very quick to say administration needs to be cut. I get that. And I am always looking at that. And I am always questioning, are we heavy? And we are reducing. But we also need to bear in mind that it's important to administration does do good things for a school district and needs to be in place if you're going to continue to move your school district forward and grow.
School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri asked the board if they wanted to direct staff to make changes to the budget related to this discussion.
I think it's really important that all of us on the board buy into this and believe it and believe that we need to have the level of administration that we do because we're the ones setting the budget. And so if we think it should be one way, then we should make that decision.
The board didn't decide to make further cuts to administration at this time, but Schwartz said it has to be on the table if the budget keeps shrinking.
And enrollment doesn't go up and we have no other source of income coming in, that it's not going to be long before we have to look at not just the amount of money we're spending in administration, but I mean, is that we have to look at the whole thing. I mean, people are going to have to do more for less.
Superintendent Habra agreed that as funding gets tighter, the district will have to examine every position on its payroll. Haines is heading toward a new approach to economic development. With assembly approval, the borough may dedicate $95,000 to the newly formed Haines Economic Development Corporation. It would follow in the footsteps of communities like Skagway and Juneau, which use a public-private partnership to spur economic growth. HEDC board members say public-private collaboration may be the best way to realize economic development goals in Haines. A couple years ago, the borough hired an economic development director, but that position was short-lived. The employee resigned less than 6 months into the job. Doug Olrud is a local business owner and HEDC board member. He spoke at a recent Assembly Commerce Committee meeting.
The borough never really did a good job of developing much for economic development beyond tourism. And I think to get some balance into that, our board has got a lot of experience with business and business development in Haines. I think we've got a lot to offer the borough.
The HEDC says it would work on things like business recruitment, business retention and expansion, and workforce training. Olrud gave examples of economic growth the corporation would try to promote.
Port Chilkoot Distillery. Who would have ever thought that there'd be a distillery in Haines that's shipping their product around the state? Sea Otter Woodwork sending stuff all over the world that's products that's delivered here. What can we do to help create a basis and a reason for somebody to develop another business like one of those where they're using labor in Haines, products from Haines, putting some value to it and shipping it wherever and bringing those dollars back into Haines.
The borough currently collects a 1% sales tax dedicated to tourism and economic development. The HEDC proposes using some of that revenue to fund the corporation on an annual basis. The board asked the borough for $95,000 in seed funding to start. That would pay for recruitment of a director and beginning the corporation's work. Board member Sean Gaffney said the borough would see a return on its investment.
It is a lot of money. It's something that we all take with just as seriously as possible. We're dead set on making sure that the borough sees a good return on investment for these funds.
The two Commerce Committee members present, Tresham Gregg and Margaret Friedenauer, were split on the idea. Gregg questioned how the private corporation would be accountable to the general public. HEDC proponents responded that future board members would be appointed by the assembly, which is elected by the public, and the borough funding would be subject to assembly approval each year. Friedenauer was more supportive of the new strategy to economic development. She pointed to the board, which is made up of Olrud, Gaffney, Kyle Gray, Heather Shade, Mike Ward, and Jessica Edwards. Most are business owners. Gray is the local bank manager, and Edwards runs the Southeast Alaska State Fair.
A lot of this, my support for this, lies in the people that have put it together. I don't know. I mean, I feel a lot of trust in the individuals who have come together to make this happen and brought it this far and are asking for this funding.
Friedenauer said this could also ease some of the dissatisfaction with the 1% tourism and economic development tax. Some residents object to the tax supporting one sector of the economy, tourism, over others. Friedenauer recommended interim manager Brad Ryan include funding for the HEDC in his proposed borough budget, which is due April 1st. Then the assembly can decide during budget discussions whether it wants to dedicate $95,000 to this new corporation. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.